Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
This is my first time in your beautiful,
church,
you call it? Beautiful facility. So I'm really happy to have the chance to come here today and meet all of you and talk to you a little bit. And also, we'll do some meditation together. So I was asked to talk about the topic thought transformation. So I'll talk for a little while, and then we'll do a meditation on this. So this topic, it's called Lojong in Tibetan, and it's sometimes translated as thought transformation or mind transformation. And it, basically the idea is working on our mind so that we have more positive, peaceful, loving thoughts and emotions, and we try to have less unhappy, negative, disturbing ones like anger and depression and anxiety and so forth. And this is definitely possible. It is possible to change our thoughts, to change our mind. We don't have to just be stuck with whatever pops up. You know, if anger pops up, we don't have to stay angry. Or if depression pops up, we don't have to stay depressed. We can change. We can transform our mind. So that's the basic idea. And why should we do this? Well, it's good for us, and it's good for everybody. Because if we're unhappy, we're angry, then we affect the people around us, right? We kind of bring them down as well. And also ourselves. I mean, nobody likes being angry. Nobody likes being depressed. So it's good to know that we don't have to be that way. We can change our mind, we can change our thoughts. But it does take some effort. It isn't something that just happens automatically. So the idea is if we train our mind to be more positive and less negative, then it gets easier and easier. And pretty soon it's just natural. It becomes more natural, more spontaneous. And actually I've heard the Dalai Lama sometimes say that this is really the essence of Buddhism. Buddhism, if you look into Buddhism, it can be very complicated. There's many different books and teachings and different kinds of prayers and practices. It's quite vast. But it's helpful to know that the essence, the heart of all of those teachings and practices is exactly this: how to bring about a positive transformation of our mind. More positive and happy, joyful, loving thoughts, and fewer unhappy, negative ones. So one aspect of this whole practice of thought transformation is how to work with problems when problems happen in our life, how we can work with those and turn those into something useful instead of something horrible. Because everybody has problems, okay? There's nobody in the world that can go through life and always have good experiences and never bad experiences. So even the billionaires, the rich and famous people, they have problems too, right? We sometimes feel envious of them and think, oh wow, if I could have billions of dollars and have these huge houses and private airplanes and yachts and so on, then everything would be great, everything would be fine. Is that true?
No,
they got problems too. And sometimes the more money you have, the more problems you have, right? Other people wanting some of your money and trying to rip you off, trying to cheat you, and you still have a body that gets sick and gets old like everybody else. I mean, money can't buy you happiness. So everybody experiences problems. And what do we do when problems happen in our life? Well, different people do different things. And we probably go through a variety of different responses ourselves. Sometimes we get really upset, we get angry, we blame other people, we complain about the government, we complain about our relatives, we complain about our neighbors. So this is one way we respond to problems, just getting angry and upset and complaining. Have you ever done that? Does it help? Does it make things better? Usually not. Another thing we sometimes do is blame ourselves. You know, we start getting into self-criticalness. Oh, what a failure I am, what a loser I am. Oh, I'm hopeless. You ever do that? You know, just like critical towards yourself. And does that help? Does that make things better? No, it just kind of makes things worse. You sort of spiral downwards and get deeper and deeper into unhappiness. Another thing we sometimes do is just try to run away from it. There's lots of different escape routes, drugs, alcohol, entertainment, sports, sleep, eat. do those methods really help? They temporarily, yeah, they kind of take you away from your problems for a little while, but maybe you come back and the problem's still there. It hasn't really gone away. So these are some of the things we tend to do, just naturally, spontaneously. But if we look at it, we might realize they don't really help deal with problems. Sometimes they make things worse. And in fact, the Buddha spoke about this. And he used the analogy of arrows. He said, when a problem happens, it's like being hit with an arrow, struck with an arrow. Ouch. That's painful, right? But what we sometimes do when we try to solve our problem or get out of our problem is inadvertently we shoot ourselves with another arrow. Then we got two arrows sticking in us. And that's doubly painful, doubly bad, right? So what does he mean by that? Shooting ourselves with a second arrow is when we react in these kind of negative ways, getting angry, upset, complaining, blaming other people, blaming ourselves, or just trying to avoid the problem and run away from it. He said, this is like shooting ourselves with a second arrow. It's making things worse, making our suffering worse rather than making it better. Does that make sense? Yeah? Does that sound like it's something that happens? I think of it like, you know, we got one problem that maybe it's sickness or pain or a problem with a neighbor or a problem with the weather or any kind of problem, even a headache, just something small. So that's there. Then if we react with unhappiness and anger and sorry for ourselves, self-pity and so on, it's like adding more layers on top of what's already there. So pretty soon we got a whole sandwich, a club sandwich of problems instead of just one single problem. So the beauty is we don't have to do this. You know, there are alternatives. And this is where the problem of topic of thought transformation. Thought transformation means changing our thoughts, changing our perspective, looking at things in a different way. Instead of being angry and upset or depressed, we think in a different way, in a more positive way, and it actually makes things better rather than makes things worse. So there's different ways of doing this. We don't have time, and anyway, complicated subject. We could spend a whole weekend talking about this. But I'll just share with you one of these methods, one that I really like using. I find it really helpful. And that is to use this problem, use this situation to have more compassion. So compassion, I'll explain what that is. In Buddhism, compassion is a really important topic. And it's a state of mind. We already feel it. When somebody we love, somebody we care about, or even a stranger, when we become aware that they are unhappy or in pain or in trouble or in difficulty, you know, they may be crying, they may be looking really sad or fallen down on the ground, you know, obviously in trouble. And we become aware of that and it moves us. We feel moved to do something. We want to help them. We want to relieve them from their suffering. So, you know, this could happen with your child if you're a parent, or your pet if you're a pet owner, or your parent if they're still alive, or a friend or a sibling, anybody, right? We become aware they're in trouble, they need help, and we feel moved. We want to do something. We want to help them. Does that sound familiar? We all feel that way sometimes. And we do things to help people who are in trouble. So that's the meaning of compassion, caring about other people, wanting them to be free of whatever suffering or difficulty they're having, wanting to restore them to a state of peace and happiness. So it's a natural feeling we all have. We all feel it sometimes. But we can work on it and increase it, like building up the compassion muscle so that it's stronger and bigger and more prevalent, more part of our life, part of our way of being. So there's a way of using problems and difficulties to increase our compassion, to have more compassion. So I'll talk about this and then we'll do a little meditation on it. So when a problem happens to us, instead of drowning in unhappiness and depression and anger and so on, we can think to ourselves, well, I'm not the only person in the world who's got a problem. Lots of other people have problems too. So instead of focusing on me and my problem, we turn and think about other people and their problems. Yeah? And actually, that itself is really helpful, because when we're focusing on me and my problem, then it can seem like the problem is really huge, even bigger than it really is. And then we're like obsessing, oh, this is terrible, oh, what can I do, oh, when is this going to go away? And so that way of thinking, obsessing about it, kind of makes it worse and bigger. And it can almost seem as if I'm the only person in the world who has a problem, which isn't true, right? There's lots of other people who have problems, and some people's problems are much worse than ours, right? If we think about it, much, much bigger problems than we have. Think about the people in Syria, people who live in refugee camps. There are people who have been living in refugee camps their whole life, 20, 30 years, right? Really difficult conditions. People in hospitals dying or in great pain. So some people have much worse problems than what we have. So if we think about that, then our problem, instead of seeming huge, can seem smaller, more manageable. Okay, this problem isn't that bad. I can manage it. And then another step we can take after that is to think, may I accept this problem and go through this problem and experience this problem on behalf of others? By my experiencing this problem, may others be free of their suffering, their problems. Right? So that's like transforming the problem into something useful, something beneficial for others, instead of seeming like just totally useless and, oh, I wish I could just get rid of this and make it go away. Okay, so you can see, okay, there's something useful about this problem. And just not long ago, I used this technique because I had to go for a medical procedure, you know, colonoscopy. Have you had those?
Yeah.
Really awful. I mean, the procedure itself isn't so bad, but it's the preparation, you know, drinking all that liquid and cleaning yourself out. It's not very pleasant. I've had them before and knew that it wasn't a pleasant experience. So before I started, I thought to myself, okay, this is going to be unpleasant, but may I go through this experience for the benefit of others. By my experiencing this, whatever difficulty I experience, whatever unpleasantness I experience, may it be beneficial for others. So just by thinking that, saying that to myself, I found, wow, it wasn't that bad. Yeah? So it's like putting a different context onto your difficulties, onto your problems. Okay? And seeing it in a bigger, in a bigger context. Instead of just me and my problem, you're seeing I'm part of this big, you know, mass of human beings and living beings who all have problems. And may I experience my problems on behalf of others. And in that way, you're building up your compassion. You're increasing your compassion muscle. So let's do a little meditation on this. This will be a guided meditation, so I'll be talking to you along the way and just see how it might be helpful. So see if you can sit up straight. Just better for meditation if your back is straight. And you can close your eyes or leave them open a little bit. And just relax. Let your body relax as much as possible. If there's any tension anywhere in your body, let it go. Let it melt and flow out of you and sink into the earth below, leaving your body feeling as light, relaxed, and free of tension as possible. and let your mind relax by being right here, right now. If you have any thoughts about things that you did earlier or things you're going to do later, or any thoughts about problems or worries, put them aside for now. Just let your mind be open and spacious, like the sky, free of clouds. And let your breath flow in and out in a natural way, without straining or pushing. Just let your body breathe as it needs to. So now bring to mind a problem. Better not to think of your biggest problem. That might be too much to deal with if this is your first time doing this. Instead, think of something relatively small. It could be just a little ache or pain or discomfort in your body. Or it could be some little difficulty or annoyance in your life. Or something you have to do later that you don't really want to do. Something that's kind of bothering you. Bring that to mind. When you do bring it to mind, see if you can notice how your mind reacts to it. Does it feel kind of, oh no, I don't want this. Why does this have to be there? I wish it would just disappear. Kind of aversion or resistance to the problem. Now, remind yourself that everybody has problems. You're not the only one in the world who has problems. Everybody has probably multiple problems in their life on a daily basis. So you're not alone. And even this same problem that you have, there are lots of other people who have it too. It's a common problem. And there are probably some people who have the same problem you have, but even worse, to an even greater extent or degree than you have. See if you can think of somebody you know or someone you've heard of, or you can just use your imagination and imagine someone who has the same kind of problem, but even worse. When you think of those other people, see if you can feel compassion for them, which is relatively easy because you know yourself how unpleasant it is to have this problem. It's not pleasant at all, it's very unpleasant. So just as you don't like this problem and find it unpleasant, they do too. If it's hard to feel compassion, you can just say to yourself something like, how nice it would be if those people could be free of this problem as well, just like me. Now, see if you can take one step further and consciously decide to accept this problem that you have, to go through with it, and by doing so, wishing that everyone else who has such a problem could be free of it. So you could say to yourself something like, by my accepting this problem and experiencing this problem, may everyone else who has such a problem be free of it. May they be relieved of their difficulty, their suffering. Now look again at your mind and see if there's been any change. Any change in the way you look at your problem or feel about your problem. Okay, so you can relax, open your eyes when you need to, wish to. Did anyone notice that that had any effect on your mind? Any change in your mind? Yeah. If it didn't, don't give up. Try it again. And once you know how to do this practice, you can do it just like that, just in a minute or two. It's quick and easy, and you don't even have to be sitting like this with your eyes closed. You can be, while you're busy doing your work or whatever, you can just bring in these thoughts in your mind, and it really, really helps. The Dalai Lama tells a story about how one time he was really in a lot of pain. He was in India. And I think it was something to do with his gallbladder. He had to actually go for surgery to have his gallbladder removed. But he said it was in terrible pain, and he was in the back of a car driving to the hospital through these very poor villages in India. And looking out the window, he would see small children who were dressed in rags and playing in the dirt and obviously, you know, not proper nutrition, not proper food and so on. And elderly people who had no one taking care of them, just lying there on the ground, and just seeing this misery, this human misery, and thinking about the suffering of these people, it took his attention away from his own pain, and it really helped him not feel so much pain. So that's just an example of how looking at the suffering of others, the problems of others, and letting compassion arise in our heart can be a relief to our own difficulties, our own problems, and it increases our compassion, our awareness of others, and our wish to benefit others, and so on. But this doesn't mean that you shouldn't try to relieve your problem. Of course, if you do have a problem, sickness, or emotional problem, or whatever, it's fine to seek solutions, remedies, you know, take care of your problems. But sometimes it doesn't go away immediately, it's there for a little while. So this is a way you can work with your mind, your thoughts, to, you know, relieve the mental unhappiness and anxiety about your problems while they're still there and you can't immediately be free of them. Okay, so thank you very much for your attention, giving me the chance to talk to you about this. Do we have time for questions, if anyone wants to ask a question? I don't know if you normally do that. Yeah? Yes.
Sometimes when I'm thinking, I'm already a little bit down on my own problem, and I'm thinking about other problems in the world, and then I think about another problem in the world, and another one. And kind of, instead of me thinking, oh, my problem's not so bad, I get a little bit more sad, depressed about all of the problems.
Yeah, overwhelmed, yeah. Yeah, we do have to be careful about that. There's something they call compassion burnout. Have you heard of that? when you've paid too much attention to suffering and problems, then it can seem like overwhelming and, oh, when will they ever end? Is there a solution? We can even get more depressed or more unhappy or more anxious. So we do have to be careful about that. And so I think you just have to watch your mind and try not to let your mind go too far in that direction. Otherwise, it can be worse rather than better. And I guess in Buddhism, we have the view that problems, suffering, they do exist, but they're not going to be there forever. There's always a solution. They're impermanent. So we have this idea that eventually everybody will be free of their suffering, everybody will be enlightened, everybody will be in nirvana and peace. So we have that view, and that helps, as a Buddhist, that helps us to not get overwhelmed by or depressed about problems. So I don't know if that makes sense to you, but something like that, just to remember there is an end to it all. And also to focus on the positive things. There's a lot of beauty, a lot of good people doing good things, a lot of good things going on in the world. So if we focus too much on the, you know, unpleasant things and difficult things, we can get easily depressed. So to bring ourselves back to a more positive state of mind, just think about the good things in yourself, the good things in others, the good things in the world. Yeah, so that's a really important point, and a lot of people experience that as well and need to know what to do about it. So we do have to watch our mind and try to keep it in a balanced state, in a positive state, and not go too far into looking at suffering. Thank you for asking that question. Okay, so thank you.